Profiles in Fish Conservation, Chapter 15, Emmanuel A. Frimpong.
Emmanuel A. Frimpong is currently a professor in the Department of Fish Conservation at Virginia Tech. He grew up in Ghana, a country where fish were first and foremost food. He began fishing with his dad at the age of 9 and recalls that every fish caught came home to be eaten by the family. This reminds us of the priority of food for human survival before humans can consider the role of fish, fishing, and conservation in a broader context. He recalls that for centuries, the indigenous people of Ghana have loyally guarded patches of forest and accompanying streams where freshwater fish are protected from harvest. Dr. Frimpong received his B.S. from the University of Science and Technology in Ghana, M.S. from the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff, and Ph.D. from Purdue University. Later, he earned a second M.S. in statistics from Virginia Tech. He joined the faculty of Virginia Tech in 2007. He collaborates with the U.S. Agency for International Development's Aquafish Innovation Lab on research and development projects in Ghana, Kenya, and Tanzania. He is a significant contributor to research and development in Ghana and sub-Saharan Africa, and was named to the prestigious Carnegie African Diaspora Fellow Program. As a fellow, he is actively engaged in educational projects proposed and hosted by faculty of higher education institutions in Ghana, Kenya, Nigeria, South Africa, Tanzania, and Uganda. His research in the United States is funded by the National Science Foundation's Division of Environmental Biology and the U.S. Geological Survey's Aquatic Gap Analysis Program. Dr. Frimpong and his students study the ecology and conservation of freshwater fish with emphasis on how anthropogenic alterations to habitats and landscapes differentially affect species as a result of differences in their life history traits and the nature of biotic, especially mutualistic, interactions. Findings of his research team demonstrated how specific landscape and habitat changes, such as agriculture and aquaculture, urban development, introduction of non-native species, and climate change, drive current conditions for stream fish. Frimpong developed a comprehensive database describing more than 100 biological traits of 809 freshwater fish, which is available to scientists everywhere. This improved understanding of determinants of fish distributions help us predict how the distribution of species will respond to anthropogenic changes to their environment, while suggesting solutions to declining populations. In addition to studies of stream fish ecology, he has examined approaches to encouraging sustainable production aquaculture, especially in sub-Saharan Africa, as an alternative to over-exploitation of natural fisheries. Dr. Frimpong has demonstrated that unremarkable streams and common fish can reveal many ecological principles, such as the existence of important mutualistic interactions among stream fishes. These small, common fish are also important to fish conservation initiatives. Lack of information about common fish perpetuates ineffectual conservation practices. Frimpong recommends that we put ourselves in the fins of a fish to better appreciate their special underwater capabilities and threats to their continued existence. Particularly, aquatic biodiversity in West and Central Africa is grossly undersampled and unstudied. In Ghana and elsewhere, many undocumented, undescribed, and cryptic clusters of species are lumped into one species due to lack of detailed study. These taxonomic oversights influence our understanding of rarity, a key to conservation status. Yet he explains to his students and colleagues that people are unaware of fish in local waters, and fish appreciation remains an untapped need for fish conservation.